This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Today's story of immigration in the United States is often weaponized in political campaigns to create fear and division. It's happening now in this election cycle. Just take a peek at some of the ads that are running. New evidence supports this immigrant pursuit, opportunity that leads to growth for the American economy. Two items draw our attention to this: a freshly penned essay by an immigration advocate and new Pew Research Center data. Both address immigrants' economic and fiscal role, specifically in Philadelphia. And this morning, we hear from Anuj Gupta, CEO of the Welcoming Center, a Philadelphia-based nonprofit. They promote economic growth through immigration integration. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
You are most welcome. Anuj, you've written an essay co-authored by Zeke Hernandez, who wrote the book The Truth About Immigration: Why Successful Societies Welcome Newcomers. What is an example of immigrants achieving their dreams as entrepreneurs in Philadelphia that is very much a Philadelphia thing?
Yeah. One of the industries that our city has now gained international recognition for in the last two decades is our restaurant and dining scene. And it's well-earned. But if you look across the board, whether it's restaurateurs and their concepts in Center City, or you go to FDR Park in South Philadelphia, or to stretches of blocks and communities in Northeast, you will find that immigrant entrepreneurs, immigrant chefs, immigrant restaurateurs are driving that train on every front. They're bringing new cuisines to our city. They're fusing cuisines together. They're innovating and elevating Philadelphia's profile as an internationally renowned destination.
You bring up three main economic impacts: entrepreneurship, workforce, and taxes. What is the latest info on entrepreneurship in terms of immigrants filling jobs or starting small businesses in our city?
Starting with entrepreneurship, 36% of sole proprietor businesses in the city of Philadelphia are now immigrant-owned. That's a stunning number. On the workforce side, we have seen now one in every five workers in the entire Philadelphia economy is foreign-born. That number has increased by 50% in just the last 12 years. And what we've seen recently, the city has emerged with a higher total job base from the last economic crisis, which was in 2020, at a peak that we haven't been to in several decades. 30% of that increase is attributable to immigrant workers. So they are now part and parcel of our economy. Every industry, every occupation, every skill and education level, immigrant employees are giving our employers the talent they need.
And in being part of the workforce, creating a part of the workforce, they're also staying in the area and becoming homeowners.
Our total population now is 16% foreign-born. The total percentage of homeowners in Philadelphia, which by and large I think we agree is a good thing to promote, 21% of homeowners in the city of Philadelphia are now foreign-born. That is an indication of their investment in their city, a decision to stay here, plant roots, and continue to drive growth. And you can see it in our tax base as well. 15% of our property tax base is now paid by immigrant residents of Philadelphia. 21% of our business tax base and 17% of our wage tax base. And by the way, those three are the primary drivers of the city of Philadelphia's revenue sources.
And do you think there is a misunderstanding around whether immigrants are paying taxes?
It's not a misunderstanding, it's misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no debate or discussion happening in this nation right now about immigration driven by facts and reality. We're doing it based on tropes, stereotypes, and assumptions. And when we feed into that, yes, we subscribe to the idea that, oh, of course, immigrants come here, they don't pay taxes. All of this data from Pew is demonstrating the exact opposite.
And the Pew data talks about foreign-born residents of Philly owning homes, having small businesses, but also bringing costs for the city.
My co-author of the op-ed, Zeke Hernandez, professor at Wharton, documents in his new book that, yes, for communities that are welcoming immigrants, there may be an initial cost for about 1 to 2 years. However, the long-term payoff, whether it's measured through tax base, business startups, or giving employers access to the talent they need, their payback is tenfold over time. I ask you this question. What would the cost have been to this city had we not reemerged in the last 15 years as an immigrant destination? We would be on the brink of falling out of the 10 largest cities in America. We would see scores of vacant storefronts in every corridor across this city, and we would see large swaths of communities with vacant and presumably blighted housing because there's no one else to fill that vacuum. We don't have a birth rate that supports that growth. There's no baby boom on the horizon, and we're not seeing waves of Sunbelters, Floridians, Georgians, Texans, all of a sudden moving back to the Northeast. It's not going to happen.
You and the co-writer of the essay, Zeke Hernandez, you write that cities like Philly have a binary choice. They can either choose growth and prosperity, or they can decide to manage decline. And you come out and say Mayor Parker has made all indications she's choosing the former. Why do you say that?
For all the years I've known the mayor, and this is going back to her time both in city council and as a state rep, I have known her as a leader, an elected official that is interested in growth. She's interested in economic opportunity. The argument that we are making, and the data from Pew backs this up, if that is her continued goal, and I believe it is, then immigrants will be have to be part and parcel of that strategy.
Anuj Gupta is CEO of the Welcoming Center. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You'll find his essay that he co-wrote with Zeke Hernandez about immigration and economic growth in Philadelphia at whyy.org. And along with that, we'll have a link to the new Pew data that explains immigration trends in Philadelphia. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.